Sullivan paid a visit to London and unfortunately lost his glasses. They were found by a friend of his, Miss Raymond. She gave them to you and asked you to deliver them to Mr. Sullivan when you arrived in Cairo, correct?
Correct.
Well, have you ever wondered why Mr. Sullivan hasn't got in touch with you? Why he didn't, in fact, meet the plane?
I've thought quite a lot about Mr. Sullivan during the past 2 or 3 days. Quite a lot.
You thought what, for instance, Mr. Temple?
Well, for instance, this man that was shot, the man that our friend Hakim mistook for Mr. Quinn. I don't suppose he could have been Sullivan by any chance.
He could have been, but he wasn't. Now, don't let your imagination run riot, Mr. Temple. The explanation about Sullivan is really quite simple. Sullivan is a friend of mine, a very close friend. Unfortunately, his movements are, well, to say the least, restricted. You see, there's a warrant out for his arrest.
A warrant for his arrest? What for?
I don't think we'll go into that. The point is this. Sullivan needs his glasses. The poor chap can't even read a newspaper without them. He'd then go into an optician's and order a new pair for the simple reason the police are after him. Don't you understand? The man's in hiding.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you believe my story?
You produce Mr. Sullivan. Prove to me without any shadow of doubt that he is Mr. Sullivan, and I'll produce the glasses.
Well, no. That's fair enough.
Mr. Temple, have you got these spectacles with you at the moment?
No, I haven't, Mr. Barry. I don't make a habit of carrying spectacles about with me. Not when they're worth £10,000.
What the devil do you mean, £10,000?
Oh, didn't I tell you? A gentleman by the name of Constantine offered me £10,000 for them.
When?
2 days ago.
Did you?
No, I didn't. You know, Mr. Quinn, you appear to be almost as concerned about Mr. Sullivan's spectacles as Colonel Markwand.
And who might he be?
Don't you know? I was beginning to think he might be a friend of yours.
I've never heard of him.
Or Mr. Armstrong?
Or Mr. Armstrong.
But you'd heard of Mr. Constantine, I take it.
Constantine was an acquaintance of mine. He frequently visited the House of Barry. He was a collector of curios.
Well, he won't visit the House of Barry anymore, my friend.
What do you mean?
He collected a knife between the shoulder blades.
Where did this happen?
In Augusta.
When?
2 days ago.
You suspect that this Colonel Marquand had something to do with it?
It's a possibility. Colonel Marquand was, still is, interested in the spectacles. So was Mr. Constantine.
So am I. But that doesn't mean I murdered Constantine.
We seem to be getting away from the point, Mr. Quinn. Mr. Temple has got these spectacles, therefore it is essential that we introduce him as soon as possible to the real Mr. Sullivan.